Welcome to Earl Tom's podcast. Today we're going to talk about the habit of wholesaling houses. This is probably the most important aspect of this business because without good habits or habits at all, you're not really going to be successful or get anything accomplished. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you what I do on a daily basis. It's gonna differ from what you do in a day, but it's important to get the same habits, the same routine in your business, because there's so much in real estate that changes by the minute, by the hour, by the day, that if you don't keep your routines grounded, then you're always gonna be just basically spinning your wheels, not getting a lot accomplished, because you'll have this seller that says, I can meet you here. You'll have a buyer that says, hey, we've got to go do this closing. All of a sudden you get on a phone call. This seller says, hey, I can meet you in an hour. So you have to run and go meet them. And it just winds up hurting your business in the long run. So with that, I'm going to tell you what I do on a daily basis. Every day is pretty much the same. It took me probably a year to really get this habit, these routines as part of, I feel off if it doesn't happen this way. Now, some may say that, you know, it's not possible to keep the same routine every day. That's actually a true statement. So if you do certain things on Monday and you do different things on Thursday, that's fine, but keep that same pattern every single week so that you can actually go through this business and be successful and not waste your time and waste your money. So with that, let's get started with what I do on a daily basis. The first part of it is your sleep. If you're not going to sleep at the same time or somewhere near the same time every day, and waking up at the same time every day, then your day is not going to be as productive as it possibly could, because sleep is so important for your body, for your mind, for your health in general. So typically I go to sleep every night between 11 and 12, and I wake up at 6:30 every morning. This morning I woke up at 5:45. I guess I was ready to get up. My body said get up. So when I get up, I'm not one of those that has a hard time getting up. When my eyes open, I'm up. That's the way I've always been. Not everybody is like that. So if you need to lay in the bed for a little while, gather your thoughts, you know, that might be what you need to do. I remember years ago, Ray Lewis, that linebacker for the Ravens, he always said the first thing that he did in the morning when there was no noise or anything around him, that he would sit there in his own mind and think to himself what he needed to get accomplished. And he did that every morning before he actually got out of the bed. And that, he said, that helped him keep goals and keep getting, you know, the things that he needed to get accomplished in his day, actually get those accomplished. What I do when I wake up is I have a dog. I take him out, you know, get him a walk, let him do his business first thing in the morning once I wake up. And that kind of helps. That helps me. That in some ways, that may be the Ray Lewis part of it. So when I'm out walking him, and I can think there's not a lot of noise or anything going around, and really the only thing I've got to pay attention to is whether my dog is pulling me on the leash or not. So it helps me kind of go through what I'm going to do in that day. Once I get, you know, the walk finished, you know, I get back inside and I go ahead and fix me some coffee. That helps me get started. While I'm drinking my coffee, I also drink a fruit smoothie every morning, because you would be surprised the amount of energy that you lose, the way that your brain functions, your attitude, everything like that, if your body is not healthy. So I use that as basically just an antioxidant every day. It's kind of a getting the bad stuff out of my body. So that's to me, that's important. That may not be important to everybody, but while I'm drinking my coffee and my smoothie in the morning, what I'll wind up doing is I'll go through and I'll start just looking at, you know, the news of the day, what's happening, what's going on in the world. A lot of people can't start that way because, you know, truthfully now the news is really just depressing for the most part, but I still like to know what's going on because that helps me in the business. Because, you know, just like I read yesterday, now we've got a president that says, let's pull all of our money with the Social Security fund, the retirement fund, out of anything that pertains to China. And I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 billion. So we've already had tariffs. Now we're going to start reducing our financials with China. So, you know, is that something that's going to lead to more economic distress on top of the coronavirus? Or is that actually going to help the United States create more jobs? You know, those kind of things are still out, you know, to be determined. But knowing those kind of things, you can kind of, you start getting an idea of what's going on in the United States and the world, because what goes on in the world, what goes on in Washington, D.C. has a direct impact on real estate. Whether you're an agent or a wholesaler, what goes on in the world and Washington, D.C. has a very big impact on your business. So what I wind up doing once I've done my catching up on the news is I'll wind up going to my CRM. Now I use Podio. I'll just go and check and see what my daily tasks are on there to kind of get an idea of what I need to do for that day, whether that's phone calls, inspections, calling a seller, calling a buyer, have a closing. What's going to wind up going on in that day, and that helps with your habits, with your routine, because you'll go through, like what I do is I always have certain times in the morning and certain times in the afternoon to where I'll make phone calls. So I start getting those scheduled within the CRM, so I'll get a notification if I'm off on my schedule a little bit. I'll still get that notification that says, hey, you need to get to this and get this, close this out. Once I've looked at my business task, I've had my coffee, I've watched the news, read about the news, I'll go get my shower, because by then I've kind of woken up a little bit, I've gotten myself grounded, I know what I need to accomplish. So to me, that shower is go time. That's my last bit of do nothing for the day. Once I get in that shower, get out of it, it's real estate for the rest of the day. Now, that's going to change for a lot of people, because a lot of people are not necessarily, some people have to shower as soon as they wake up. I'm not that person. I like to ease into my day. I have a routine with it. It works for me. The important part of it is figuring out the first part of your morning, because if you get the same sleep patterns and you do the exact same thing, whether the rest of your day changes every day, you get the same sleep pattern and the same morning routine, you'll get more accomplished the rest of your day than if you change your sleep patterns and what you do first thing in the morning when you wake up. Sometimes, you know, those sellers say, hey, you've got to be here at 8 o'clock because I've got to be at work at 9. Those are very rare occasions. But if that's what happens, go ahead, get your shower, head over there, do your inspection, and then come back and do your routine then. You start straying from your routines and you will see a noticeable difference in your business. But you'll also see a noticeable difference if you keep the same routine. The first part of the morning is very important to what you accomplish the rest of your day. Now, like I said, I have a set time in the morning to where I'll do my phone calls. I don't like to do phone calls and I don't like to do inspections the first part of the morning. What I do is I go and I do my inspections mid-morning. So that's anywhere from 9:30 to 11:30 for me. That's when I do my morning appointments, because I found over the years that if I go and do one first thing in the morning, I haven't had a chance to wake up. My mind isn't sharp. I'm off because I didn't have my routine. I haven't already talked to sellers first, because you may get a seller that puts you in a bad mood just from talking to them on the phone. So what that winds up doing for me anyway is it may cost me a deal when I go out and look at a property and hurt that negotiation. So what I do is, after my appointments, you know, even if I got told no, didn't get the deal, or if I did get the deal, then I come back and that's when I do my phone calls. I do 30 minutes worth of phone calls in the morning. That's all I do on a normal day, is 30 minutes in the morning. Once I get finished with my phone calls in the morning, then I'll wind up going and having lunch. I eat lunch. Typically, I take somewhere between a 30-minute and an hour nap every day at lunch. That's me. That's what I choose to do. Not everybody is going to do that. But I found, with me anyway, that helps re-energize me. So it's almost like in the afternoon, I'm starting a new day. I'm, whatever happens in the morning, I'm wiping that clear. And then I go and I relax. I take my 30-minute to an hour nap. Some days I get it, some days I can't, because you may have more on your mind and you just, you know, can't get that power nap. But once I wake up, then I'll go do my afternoon inspections if I have any appointments that day. If I don't have any appointments for the afternoon, then what I wind up doing is spending an hour instead of 30 minutes in the afternoon making phone calls. So I spend 30 minutes in the morning making phone calls and 30 minutes in the afternoon making phone calls, unless I don't have appointments. Now in the morning, if I don't have appointments, there's an hour I spend making phone calls. If I don't have appointments in the afternoon, there's an hour I spend making phone calls in the afternoon, because unless I have appointments, I don't make money. So I try to balance it. So if I can spend 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the afternoon, typically I can get at least one inspection in the morning and one inspection in the afternoon. And that may take an hour to 2 hours to, you know, to do that appointment each morning. But if I don't have, you know, like I said, the appointments, then I spend that time on the phone trying to get more appointments to keep the money coming in, because this is a numbers game. You may talk to 10 sellers on the phone and get one appointment. So if you get one appointment, it's that much more important to close that deal, because you're hitting a 10% average. I like to hit a 30% average. There's ways when you're talking to these sellers on the phone, you ask these certain questions, you get them to talk and open up. If you're listening to them instead of having a ready response, they're going to give you these openings that tell you what's really going on, so that you can actually figure out. Somebody may say, I need to get $100,000 out of my house. But at the same time, they just told you they lost their job. So there's a motivation there. They want to get $100,000 out of their house, but there's a motivation there. So do you take that appointment, or do you just pass it up because, hey, they want too much for their house? I can't tell you how many appointments I have been on where somebody says, I need this for my house, and I wind up going out there and I wind up saying, you know, hey, if I don't get this house from you, what are you going to do? And that's a question. It's a leading question, but it makes them think to themselves, well, I might get foreclosed on, or might have to file bankruptcy, or I don't know what I'll do. You know, if I list it with an agent, that's a 3 to 6 month process, and I don't know if I have that much time. So your $80,000 offer, even though it may not be what I want, that helps me get out of the situation that I'm in today. So it's important to maximize your phone calls and your appointments and figure out which ones are the best ones that you can go to, where the opening is, that you can actually get the deals to keep the money coming in. So like I said, what I do in the afternoon is the 30 minutes of phone calls. If I don't, then my appointments first, then my phone calls. But if I don't have appointments, then I wind up doing an hour on the phone. Now, once I get finished with my phone calls or my appointments, if I have them in the afternoon, what I wind up doing is spend the rest of, it's usually maybe an hour, sometimes two. But what I wind up doing is going on Facebook, going on Twitter, just seeing what other people are talking about on on Facebook about real estate. You go to these different groups and you can scroll through, you know, hey, I've got this house under contract, now what I do? Or I need a mentor. Can anybody recommend one in my market? You know, people will come in these groups and they'll post articles about what's going on in their area, or, you know, something related to real estate. So you get a feel for what some of the other struggles or successes other people are having. Now, one thing I don't like is when people go in there and post checks. I've never understood that, but, you know, some people do that. That's not me, but, you know, to each their own. But spending that time gives me kind of a pulse of what's going on in different markets, what other wholesalers, what struggles they're having, what they might have done to overcome something, because it's important to keep your knowledge learning. So you may read a lot of these posts and go, hey, I'm going to try that next time. Or you read another post and go, and they're an idiot. Either way, you learn something because you got to see somebody's success or somebody's failure, or you remember a time where you had that same thought of, you know, hey, I've got it under contract, now what do I do? There was a time you were just like that. You wanted to get in this business and go out there, make money. You got something under contract, and then all of a sudden you realized, uh-oh, now I don't know what to do. And you go on those groups, post, people will give you comments, try to help you, those kind of things. So it's that's part of what I do every single day. Another thing that I do during that hour, 2 hours at the end of the day, is I'll read different articles online about new technology or new marketing that thinks that a trend is going to be coming that way. One thing that I did yesterday, honestly, I was sitting there scrolling through, and not that I need it because I already have plenty of programs, but I've looked at it over the years. But I see MashVisor has a lifetime offer. One of the plans is, I think, $99 for the life of it. And it pretty much gave you, you know, heat maps, what's going on in different areas. It just kind of helps you analyze different markets. So if you were looking to virtual wholesale, now you've got all the auction, the MLS, Zillow, you've got all of these right there in one place. So you don't have to keep going back and forth, you know, to these different websites to look at it. It gives you an investment analysis. Should you flip this? Should you rent it the traditional way? Should you do Airbnb? Those kind of things. Gives you the ability to actually type in an address and find the owner's information. That's all part of your subscription. So everybody going out and paying for skip tracing, it's a good idea if you're doing it for bulk. But a lot of people that are just going out driving for dollars, type in the address. I need their email, their phone number, and their name. Send, and now you've got it. This is part of your subscription. So that comes with the, I think they called it the expert plan, which was $389 for a lifetime membership without additional charges. So you get all of that as part of your membership. And I think the expert plan was $4,000 or $5,000 normally. But I guess maybe because of the virus going around, they're not getting as many new subscribers. So they offer this ridiculous savings. So as soon as I saw it, I hit click, bought. And I would have never found that if I didn't do that as part of my daily routine. The, you know, some other things that I've found right now, you've got a lot of artificial intelligence coming in, whether that be SEO or, you know, some of these are trying to get a little bit more intelligent of, you know, determining your ARVs. I mean, I know PropStream and some of these others are trying to say that they use AI. Now, whether they're any good or not, a lot of that's going to depend on your market because every market changes. So the more accurate your information in that market is, the better you're going to have a good system in place that will give you accurate information to be able to do it. So like yesterday, I got finished with my day, and about 6 o'clock at night, I get an email from another wholesaler from, I think they were from South Florida, maybe Tampa, opted in on the website because they've got a property that's, I think, an hour away from where I'm at. And I told them, I said, I don't know anybody that, you know, that works that market. It's not a major metropolitan. So I don't ever go over there. But I wound up telling him, I said, I think this person lives over there. So, you know, maybe give them a call. I could be wrong, but it wasn't a scenario where I was sitting there going, hey, how much do you have this under contract for? Things like that. Because with this being an hour away and me not really knowing anybody that works that market, for me to try to get in on that deal was only going to hurt that deal. The best thing I could have done for that other wholesaler was to put them in contact with a wholesaler that I thought was in that area and let them see if they couldn't get that deal closed. All these daisy chains that go around, they're worthless, they're pointless. You get in these groups and everybody's blasting these properties out. Don't do that. Just avoid that with everything you can, because you're not going to be successful doing that. If a lead comes in that you can't work, just pass it on. Just pass it on. It'll come back and find you one way or the other. I mean, this morning, Tuesday is really the only day that I change my routine, because I do this podcast in the morning. You know, where I'm at right now, it's 8:51 in the morning. So by 9 o'clock, I'll be in the shower. At 10 o'clock, I'll be at an appointment, which I will probably wind up buying and holding for myself, just literally from the asking price. Because when somebody, you know, offers a house, their original asking price at $8,000, kind of hard to pass it up. So I'll probably wind up getting that one just to hold it myself and rent it out. But I take that 30 minutes or that hour, and I, on Tuesdays, and I'm not necessarily, you know, looking at my business task as long, or I'm not reading the news as long. I condense it so that I can get this podcast done for everybody, so hopefully they can get a little bit more success in their business. But your habits, I want to go back to, in general, what you do from sleep to all day long is probably the most important aspect of your business. Because if you're not doing and being consistent, then you're going to struggle. That goes back to even school. If you waited till the last minute, and I know I did, but if you go wait till the last minute to write a paper, study for a test, you're not going to do as well as if you went and you studied for 30 minutes or an hour a day up until that test, or you went and wrote a paragraph each day until that paper was due. It reduces your stress. It lets you figure things out. I have one friend that every day before they leave, they're an agent. Every day before they leave, they've got a little notepad and they write on what I need. They don't use a CRM, but what they do is they just write on what they need to get accomplished the next day. And as they get those things accomplished, they check them off that list. They just mark through them. And they don't leave their office until that whole list is checked off from the day before. Because if you're not planning, you're not going to be successful. Now, plans are going to change, but if you're not making a concerted effort to stick to a plan every single day, then you're going to struggle, not only in this business, but every other business that's out there. So we all need to figure out, whether you do something different every single day, make sure you put it down that, you know, hey, Monday I drive for dollars, and Wednesday I go on appointments. Tuesday I look for the next possible technology that'll help my business. Wednesday I'm looking at different marketing, see what's working, and because let's say that what's working in, I don't know, what works in, like, say, Amazon is going to work with wholesaling houses. Because if somebody is, all you need is somebody to technically make a purchase, it's the same action. So if you see an ad, or you know some way with marketing and what's working as far as somebody buying something off of Amazon, you figure out what that motivation is and translate it over to what it's going to take to get them to either sell you their house or buy the house that you've got under contract. It's going to be the same thing. So you stay up to date on the technology that's available, plus the marketing that's working, what people are thinking is going to be the next wave of success. You know, we've had a lot of people say these funnels work. Funnels do work, but you just have to figure out the right funnel, the message that is being conveyed. I mean, I run people through a funnel and it works. This week alone, I've already gotten 5 replies from emails from old leads because I'm staying in contact with them. It's a nurturing process because you're not always going to get the deal the first time. They all say that, you know, for somebody to sell you their house, a lot of times they have to touch it 5 times. So if you're just making a phone call and marking them off your list, if you don't get that deal, people like me are coming behind you and stealing it from you because they may have been asking $100,000 in the very beginning, and then all of a sudden the, you know, coronavirus shows up, they need money, and I go out there and I got it for $80,000 because I stayed in contact with them. So if you're not doing that, you're missing opportunities. But you don't have to spend a lot of time with that. All you have to do is automate it. It's available to everyone, and it's not very expensive to do it. The only thing that might really cost you money is having the emails or having it set up for you. That might be what the cost of it. But after that, it just kind of runs by itself. So make sure that you're making an effort to do the same things every single day or every week. So even if you have to, like my friend that makes that list out, if you have to make a list that, and it may not be on a daily basis, but let's say that you want to get certain things accomplished for the week. Sunday night, write your list out. Make a list of what you want to get accomplished for that entire week. And then every day you get that, when you get something accomplished, you check it off of your list. But don't wait until Thursday to look at your list because you're not going to get it accomplished because you've already had business going for 3 days. So it's going to be super hard to get that list accomplished that you made on Sunday night because you procrastinated to be able to get it done. That's why I suggest that you figure out what you're going to do on a daily basis. Leave yourself a little bit of time for things to pop up that's going to change, but you make an effort to accomplish the same things every single day, even if that means that you have to work an hour later or you have to get up an hour early. Make sure that you keep that daily routine consistent, accomplished, and when you start doing those kind of things, you're gonna see what difference it has in your business, and most importantly, you're gonna see the difference that it has in your bank account. And that's really what we're here for, is to keep the doors open, be successful, and increase the money that's in our bank account. Because that, if you're not making money, you're not in business. So that should be your priority. And having the same routines and having the same habits is how you get to that point. Go through the trial and error. Expect to fall flat on your face. Get up, brush yourself off, learn from it, move on. Do those things. And you're going to start seeing your business be more successful. You're going to feel better about yourself because you're going to know that you're getting more accomplished. You're closing more deals. You're making more money. And it's going to give you that confidence that you didn't have before, and confidence in this business, because we're truthfully in sales. So having confidence in sales is one of the biggest keys of being able to close a deal, whether it's seller or buyer. Your confidence is very key to being able to close that deal. So with that, we're going to draw it to a close for today. Just make sure you go through, find a way to develop daily routines, daily habits, to where it gets kind of boring because it's repetitive. But once you get to that point, you'll start seeing a difference in your business. And once you get to that point, you may start running out of time, but you'll know you're running out of time before it's too late. So if you need to go hire an acquisition manager, a property manager, somebody to handle dispositions for you, you'll see that before it starts coming, and you'll be able to get them trained the right way before it winds up being too late. Just make sure you're going to make an effort to develop good habits, productive habits, get a daily routine, a weekly routine, whatever works for you so that you can be successful in this business. I appreciate everyone listening to this episode. If you have any questions, feel free to ask at earltoms.com. Again, we've got, you know, extra information over there on the website. We posted an article last week about the yellow letters. May want to check that out, because that saves a ton of time using their service. You may not even be aware of it, but go check it out on the website at earltoms.com, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks with another episode.